Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. Ron Stutz here, along with Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. Thanks for being with us today. And of course, Kyle is a retirement income planning specialist. And if you'd like to talk to him about your situation, we'll tell you how to get in touch in just a few minutes here. Let's talk about stress and retirement. There is a lot of stress involved with deciding exactly what you're going to do for retirement, and a lot of people are really stressed out during their retirement and lying awake at night wondering if they're going to outlive their money. But if you get in touch with Kyle Alexander at Mach 1 Financial Group, you won't have to lie awake at night worrying about that. Psychologists have determined that retirement is the 10th most stressful event that you can experience in life. The events on the list that are considered more stressful include things like the death of a spouse, of course, divorce, and going to jail is up there on the list, too.
So, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I hope nobody faces that anytime soon. You know?
Exactly. Or the other situations as well. But let's look at the ways to proactively deal with stress in retirement. And Kyle, I guess one of the things that you're going to tell us is that it's important to understand the significant lifestyle changes that come along with retirement. And there are a lot of different aspects to that, right?
Yeah. I mean, in honesty, we've been around a lot of retirees for quite a while in this practice. Okay. And straight up front, I'll tell you that a lot of them don't really know what to expect when they retire. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a general notion of what it's like. Maybe they've seen some friends retire, and until they get in it and start experiencing it, they really don't know how they're going to react. You know, how's their personality going to fit that new lifestyle? Some people come in the office and they know straight up, you know, hey, I'm retiring and this is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to pursue this hobby. This is something I've always wanted to do. I'm going to start my own little business because I've always wanted to do this and it's on my bucket list. Or I've always wanted to go work for this charity because I have a passion about it and I really think I can help them. And so, you know, those are things that people walk into a meeting with, a preconceived notion, if you will, of what the retirement's going to be like. Once they pull the trigger and they get involved in any of these scenarios or others, things can change, right? And they don't really have an understanding of how their life is going to be or their lifestyle will be in retirement. So I'll just put it this way. I mean, let's think about some of the changes, and maybe this is something that folks who haven't retired yet can listen to and write down. These are some of the things that we see our clients encounter, right, on many different fronts when they're retired. Number one, they're no longer on the clock. And that's different, right? I mean, they no longer have a place to be, a time to be there, no set schedule, no meetings they have to attend to every day, no responsibilities in terms of individual tick list items that they have to do in their job. Now, they may have a honey-do list or some other things, but that's, again, that's an adjustment
as well. It's a different story altogether, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's not just on the weekends or holidays, you know, so there's that, you know. And then another one I would put down is again, I mentioned this, no more meetings. Well, what that means, too, is the things that come along with working, not only the meetings that are scheduled on your calendar, but those that are not, right? The things that you have to do every day in your job, you're meeting with coworkers, you're meeting with project managers, you're getting on the phone and talking to people on a conference call, all of these things. So again, it's very structured, and you know that these are things you need to be prepared to do every day. And then there are no more deadlines or projects that you've got to complete as a part of your day-to-day goals or workload. And I would just say that that's something that's unique to people because they're used to being engaged and excited and driven by completion or accolades or a job well done of these, you know, types of projects and deadlines that they have in front of them. You know, they're driven by that, and mm-hmm. and it's something that can actually act as a proverbial kick in the keister to keep you moving every day. And you're not going to have that necessarily. The other one I would say is no more sales calls, right? So, you know, this is the stress of lining up a new client, lining up a new prospect, talking to that individual, building a relationship, you know, building relationships outside of work as well that come along with those types of interactions. You're just not going to have as many of those. And so your contact with the outside world and the world that you're used to engaging in is going to change completely because you no longer have not only the responsibility, but also that society level status that you might have experienced. And so with that being said, you know, it's just difficult. So that's a change. No more work-related travel. So many of us who were in Fortune 50 America, like I was, we spent a lot of time on a plane, spent a lot of time away from home. And while some of that's annoying and distracting and painful, especially when it comes to dealing with airlines and the trouble that comes along with that, there's also an element of, let's call it intrigue about travel. Hey, you're going to a new place you've never been. You're experiencing new things. You're opening your horizons. You're being challenged by meeting new people. And it's lively. I mean, it's engaging. It keeps you alive and on your toes. And that's not all bad. And so now you might be traveling for pure pleasure. And so the stress of that is different. The planning for that is different. And you just have more time on your hands to do some of those things. You might not know what to do with that time now that you're home. I'll tell you straight up. I mean, my father, when he retired, you know, added a very demanding job. And he was in the house with my mom for the first 3 months. And they about killed each other. Not because they didn't love each other and had a great marriage, because they do. But they just didn't know what to do with each other because they were around each other so much. So they figured out a way to deal with that, right? And then no more coworker drama. And every workplace has it. Doesn't matter how much you love the people that you work with or how much you respect them, things happen that challenge you in that environment. Well, now that's not going to be a part of the factor necessarily. You might have it in your hobbies or you know, the church work that you're doing or the charitable work that you're doing or what have you, but it's a totally different thing. So you might have husband-wife drama, like I mentioned in my parents' example, but you probably already have had that, right? So that's nothing new.
That's happening already.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty normal. So I would wrap all this up. I mean, I mentioned a lot of them. So let me wrap it up by saying all of these things sound like great things to get rid of in your life, to just put them on the sideline and not think about them ever again. But anytime you're removing that amount of structure and that amount of familiarity in your life, what you've become accustomed to, if you will, for past 30-something years, if not more, man, that is stressful. That much change at one time, whether it's positive or negative, weighs on a person. So I would strongly encourage anyone who's thinking about retirement, whether it's 2 years out, 2 months out, or 10 years out, to start thinking about who they are, understand what they want to do in retirement, make their bucket list, think about the things that are priorities to them, and the things that they will miss about work legitimately, and try to structure a retirement that incorporates some of those things that keep you engaged, that keep you excited about life, and keep you energetic and you know, just moving on with the day-to-day of being happy and joyful. And it doesn't hurt to write those things down and start thinking about them right now and talk to your spouse about those things, because she may have a different perspective of you and how you behave under certain circumstances than you ever thought of yourself. And it'd be good to get that person's feedback, too,
I can guarantee you that she's going to think of some things that you haven't thought about.
There's no doubt, man. That's how it works, right?
No question about that.
Yeah.
There is a lot of stress that can potentially go along with retirement. There is no question. And, Kyle, I think you've done a good job of covering most of those right here.
Okay. I hope some folks write those down. And, hey, if you have questions, hey, we'll put this out on a podcast. You can listen to it again or call us. Be happy to talk to you about those things and give you some direction.
479-876-2100. That is 479-876-2100. And that will put you in touch with the retirement income planning specialist at Mach 1 Financial Group, wherever you are in Northwest Arkansas. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment, and you've been listening to Kyle Alexander. I'm Ron Stutz.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.